Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today on Climate and Community, we continued our conversation with Jackson Chadwick, the Advocacy and Organizing Director of Maine Youth for Climate Justice. After our initial conversation, framing the context for the organization and its priorities, Jackson shared more of the specifics of the organization's advocacy work now in 2026, highlighting a particular initiative aimed at divesting Maine's public employees' retirement funds from fossil fuels.
A law passed in 2021, which directed the state of Maine to divest its financial assets from the fossil fuel industry. So the Maine Public Employees Retirement System, also known as Maine PERS, was one of the agencies required to divest. They had until January of this year to do that, but they haven't done so and are now violating public law. Youth see this as an important issue because the fossil fuel industry is fueling the climate crisis, and it's also a very underperforming sector financially. So Maine PERS has actually lost out by remaining invested in their fossil fuel holdings. Pensioners' investments could have fared better if they divested even a decade ago, before the law had even passed. So MYCJ helped pass this law back in 2021. We're now in the public accountability stage and trying to get Maine PERS to comply with the law, doing a lot of grassroots outreach, grassroots organizing, trying to build public support, and working with pensioners across the state to ask the system to comply and divest from fossil fuels.
I was curious to learn who this issue affects and if impacted individuals are even aware that their retirement is invested in the fossil fuel industry.
So if you're a public employee, you're a part of the Maine PERS system, and public employees include folks working for the state of Maine in different capacities, includes school teachers, municipal officials, folks like firefighters and police officers, their municipal employees. And so that's really who this is impacting the most. These folks have had part of their retirement investments invested in the fossil fuel industry. And it's alarming because, like I said, the industry is underperforming. Maine PERS could have made more money for their pensioners had they not been invested in fossil fuels. And so that's one of the big points that we are trying to raise public awareness about.
I asked Jackson to highlight the legal aspects of this issue, to explain why public pressure is a central component of MYCJ's strategy.
This is where things start to get a little tricky and technical. It started back, I believe, at the end of 2022. Maine PERS had asked the Maine Attorney General for essentially an opinion on how they should comply with the 2021 law. And in the Attorney General's response, he said, as long as it complies with Maine PERS's fiduciary duty or their financial obligation to their pensioners, then they should fully comply with the law. Maine PERS has interpreted that letter in the sense that the 2021 law does not comply with their fiduciary duty, so that divesting from fossil fuels is not within their fiduciary duty to their pensioners. I mean, part of what Maine PERS does is to have a diverse market portfolio, have diverse investments across different sectors, and that totally makes sense. But it doesn't make sense when you have an industry that is underperforming and there are better alternatives on the table.
To get involved and advocate for divestment, Jackson outlined several opportunities through Maine Youth for Climate Justice.
The easiest ways to engage or start the process of becoming involved is to sign our petition. It's available on divestmaine.org. Divest Maine is a coalition that MYCJ facilitates. So that petition is telling Maine PERS that they should comply with the 2021 law and divest their assets. The Divest Maine group has also in the past met with interested individuals in person over Zoom. We can meet with community groups and give them presentations on this issue and talk about other ways that they can get involved. And if you're a current or former public employee and have your pension through Maine PERSE. Reaching out to the agency directly is a really powerful way to let them know that people still care about this issue and want to see their money invested as best as possible. There are some resources on the Divest Maine website, and then for like workshops, that's something we can do in person or over Zoom, something we're pretty flexible on.
This is just one of many challenges that Mainers are up against when it comes to facing climate change. Jackson concluded our conversation by calling out the importance of getting involved in any issue you care about at the local level.
I think that's a really good place to start, at least to just learn more information and educate yourself. A lot of towns have municipal committees, like a sustainability committee, a conservation commission, then I'd recommend that as a really good place to start because you can get involved directly in your community and see, for example, how climate change may be impacting the livelihood of everyone there.
To learn more about Maine Youth for Climate Justice and to get involved, visit nycj.org or email them at info@nycj.org.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.